This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is facing a warm and dry start to spring, which could be a recipe for dangerous wildfires. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The most wildfire-prone conditions from March through June are expected in southeastern Colorado, and drought conditions are expected to linger or even worsen across parts of the state. But federal wildlife meteorologists say conditions could return to normal this summer. Still, normal conditions in Colorado during the summer months often fuel dangerous and deadly wildfires. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
$11 million from a legal settlement with the e-cigarette maker Juul will go to Colorado schools to help address the health effects of underage vaping. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The money comes from a lawsuit Juul settled last year with multiple states for nearly $500 million. The suit claimed the company targeted young people in its marketing and misrepresented health risks. Attorney General Phil Weiser says grants will go to programs to help kids make informed decisions about their health.
If there are young people who are vaping, we want them to be able to share that information, get help.
The Vaping Prevention Education Grant will fund education, prevention, and treatment. It may include mental and behavioral health services. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Canyon City, a downtown building partially collapsed Tuesday afternoon. Part of two floors broke away. No injuries were reported, and the cause is under investigation. At least one business is closed. The building's owners say they'll reopen when they're told it's safe to do so. I'm Mike Lamp, and this is CPR News.